You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to check in now what's on offer from professional theater companies all over Michigan. And of course, David Kiley of Encore Michigan will be our guide. And we're starting with a really interesting twist on, I think, one of Shakespeare's most accessible comedies.
Yeah, it's a hybrid production, if you will, of Much Ado About Nothing, and it's called Much Ado Para Nada, which is going to be performed in 80% English and 20% in Spanish. And I've seen shows like this before. It works nicely.
Yeah.
This show opens Thursday, August 23rd, in Clark Park in Detroit. Not a venue we're normally associating with theater.
Right there in Southwest Detroit.
Exactly, we could. And on opening night, folks are encouraged to bring a picnic and get settled in about 5 o'clock, with the show starting at 6:30. Clark Park is at 1130 Clark Street. And then on Friday, the 24th, which is Saturday and 25th, that's Sunday, it's at 6:30. And the show moves there to Campus Martius Park. And, of course, that's located on Woodward Avenue.
Oh, right in the heart of downtown.
Downtown, exactly. And admission is free.
Oh, perfect.
So it's a really cool looking production of Shakespeare, and it's free. So, you know, low investment.
Absolutely. And great locations.
Yeah,
great
exactly.
locations. And now we head to Northville and the Marquee Theater, offering a pretty family friendly production, I dare say.
Yeah. This is a theater, if you're not familiar with it, it's in downtown Northville. We're going to talk about this theater a bit more in the future. They're doing a musical adaptation of Hansel and Gretel. August 11th, it opened. So it's running now. And that runs through September 23rd. Tickets for all the performances are only $9. And for those who forget the story from our childhood, it's about two children who are lost in the forest and find a house made of candy and a comical witch. And I have to say, this theater is known for its terrific youth theater programming. So if you have kids or grandkids under the age of 12, you really should check it out. And read the story with your kids before you go.
But it's interesting because the original fairy tale is a little bit alarming for kids. So this takes a softer spin on the witch than perhaps we might read in the original version.
Yeah, and like I said, this theater is really known for its excellent youth programming. So.
And now we get to talk about one of my favorite musicals, and I got to see this production over the weekend, which
Excellent.
Is Wicked at the Detroit
Opera House.
Well,
maybe
Opera
you should
House.
Review it then.
Well, you talk a little and I'll tell you.
Okay. This is Wicked. Yeah, it's the return, because it's been through here before, and it's at the Detroit Opera House. It's based on the novel by Gregory Maguire, which, of course, is based on the original Wizard of Oz story by Frank Baum. Music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, so, you know, terrific
Godspell,
music.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. And a book by Winnie Holtzman. This show, as you know, it's money in the bank. It's earned the creators a fortune. It's still running on Broadway. Kids love it. Parents love it. Grandparents love it. People all over the world love it. It's a prequel to the Baum story. It's about the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good Witch long before Dorothy drops into the story. It's a big stage production at the Opera House, so what could be better? But you tell us what you thought.
Well, first, let's get in the mood and remind everybody, here's the big showstopper number, Defying Gravity, and this is Idina Menzel from the original Broadway cast.
You can't pull me down.
Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
Through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love. I guess I
I still get goosebumps every time I hear that. Well, this is, I'll tell you, my fifth time seeing Wicked, at least, maybe even sixth. So I've got a good basis of comparison to tell you that this is a great cast in this production at the Detroit Opera House, which is running through September 2nd. Mary-Kate Morrissey is a wonderful, wonderful Elphaba. And Jenna Claire Mason is the perfect Glinda. And I've started following Mary Kate on Instagram. And the two of them, you can tell, get on just one. They're real good friends offstage. Mm-hmm. And that chemistry really translates beautifully into their performances. So, and there was a hugely enthusiastic audience at the Detroit Opera House.
It's one of those can't miss things, which, you know, it's like, I think Frozen's going to be like that too.
I agree
wherever
with
it
you.
Goes.
All right. So we go from Broadway blockbuster to the waning days of summer theater.
Yeah, it's the middle of August already.
TikTok.
And the kids are starting school in the next couple of weeks. In fact, I have nieces and nephews in Virginia who have already started. It's, So anyway, out to Augusta to the Barn Theater where they're doing Bullets Over Broadway. This is, I think, their last summer production. This is the musical version of Woody Allen's movie. And Allen wrote the musical, too, with music done by Marvin Hamlisch and Douglas McGrath. And the music is adapted from jazz between World War I and the 1930s, which, of course, if you know, is Woody Allen's great love. He's an accomplished jazz musician, plays all the time in New York. He plays a clarinet. So that was the thing that actually got him to participate in making this movie into a musical when it was suggested they could make it a period musical and he could tap into to his music. So it's a funny show. It's about putting up a Broadway show. And gangsters are involved. And, you know, and the music is wonderful. It's a nice show. It did not have a long, long run on Broadway, but it's done well in the touring and regional.
So. All right. So that's at the Barn Theater in Augusta. And then we wind up in Saugatuck in West Michigan.
Yeah. It's the last show of the season for Mason Street Warehouse, which they are terrific. Company. We have our Wild Awards coming up on August 27th. Little plug for the award show. You can find out details to attend that if you'd like on our website. But Mason Street Warehouse every year wins several awards because they're just that good. They're doing Once. And this is the show based on the original 2007 film. It features an ensemble of actors and musicians who play their own instruments on stage, and it's about a Dublin street musician. He's about to give up on his dream of making it big when a young woman takes an interest in his songs, and as they get deeper in love, his music, you know, gets bigger and more wonderful, and they navigate their rather unlikely connection.
And I know the song
show.
Falling was the big hit, but you've chosen another great song for
us
to hear.
Yeah, only because we previewed the whole summer schedule earlier in the summer and we used Falling then, but this is another song I like from the show called When Your Mind's Made Up.
There's no point trying to stop it. You see, you're just like everyone. When the shit falls, all you wanna do is run away.
And that, of course, was from the film, which I know a lot of my friends loved and played that CD pretty incessantly. But it does sound like a perfect way to help wind up summer in Saugatuck.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. As I say, I cannot recommend this theater enough. Our critics have never seen a show they didn't like up there. That's how good it gets.
Fine praise indeed. Well, you can get the details of all of these productions very, very easily. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.